22 February 2020, Cathedra Petri, 1 Peter 5:1-4. I urge the elders among you, as a fellow elder myself, and a witness to the suffering of Christ, and as one who is to have a share in the glory that is to be revealed, give a shepherd's care to the flock of God that is entrusted to you. Watch over it, not simply as a duty, but gladly, as God wants, not for sordid money, but because you are eager to do it. Do not lord it over the group which is in your charge, but be an example for the flock. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the unfading crown of glory. Just as the text makes it clear to us, so we desire the shepherds in the church. It is a responsible and honorable ministry, a mission which profoundly binds the pastor to the pastor of the whole humanity. Without doubt, it is not frequently a heavy ministry, but it is sustained by the grace of God, who gives the strength to bear and to grow even in the cross and adversity of such a mission. This is certainly true to all of the pastors of the church, up to the special service of Peter, who must carry out his universal service to the church in the same spirit as all pastors, voluntary and with inclination. Both are made possible by charity. Just as a mother usually does the sacrificial task of educating her children without complaint, and always draws from the love which the Lord has poured into her in all situations, so too, spiritual shepherds must live from the love of God, from those whom God has entrusted to him. If a mother's love is strongly linked to her human nature, the pastoral ministry has more of a supernatural character, which needs prayer as constant nourishment and reconnection to God. The concept of voluntary service is contrasted with that of forced service. It may happen that some shepherds are called to tasks which are far from their ideas and do not correspond to their inclinations. But there is a way of transforming a situation that is not freely experienced at first. If it is a call from God, this is a way of obedience. In this regard, for a particular vocation, it would certainly be helpful to always remember who it is that calls, to enter into an intimate conversation with him, to surrender to God all the inner unfreedom, all the other ideas that still bind us. Then that inner freedom will grow that belongs to the acceptance and internalization of a call. With such a path, the view of the task will also change. What was oppressive before will be seen in a new light, because the grace of God will be effective, to which we open ourselves. In this way, the inclination and understanding grows, for example, how a pastoral ministry should be led. The more one can free oneself from one's own person and his demands, the more the grace is growing and makes it clear to us that the flock entrusted to us needs an example, that it should be led with wisdom and should not suffer under the character of a shepherd who is still very unpurified. But this is also connected with the call for the Christian community to pray for its shepherds. I remember that Pope Francis often asked for prayer for him, and so our bishops and priests and other church leaders should also be present in our constant prayer. They need prayer all the more the greater their task is, and especially when it is seen that they are in danger of not carrying out their mission properly.
The communion verse of today's feast says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
Vine am de Egipto transtulisti, eiexisti gentes et plantasti eam. Dux itineris fuist in conspectu eius, et plantasti radices eius et implevit terram. Deus virtutum convertere, respiceret celo et vire et visita vine amistam. Et perfice eam quam plantavit extera tua.